Hey, you. Are you ready?
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Go ahead, this is WRWB 489.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, morning time out there. Just heading into work.
Yeah, unfortunately, yep. You know, somebody has to do it. Okay.
A little time to lounge around before I have to go. Maybe get some stuff done around here before I go in.
Oh, we doubled for a minute. I said somebody has to do it. Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was just saying that I'm going a little later today. Try to get some stuff done around here before I go in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I get it. I know. I'm in that routine every morning, man. Every morning.
Justin, 567. Good morning.
WSHF 567. Good morning, Sam.
Mike. Paul. Have a good day, you guys. I'm turning this thing back off. I just heard you and wanted to say hello.
Well, you don't have to run so quick. I was going to ask you to look out the door every day and see that green grass, and I'm thinking you're getting busier as the days go forward.
Yeah, it's getting busier. No, the problem with this radio is the bleep, 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 bleep. It wakes my wife up. She don't like it, so. Yeah, it's annoying to her.
Oh, yeah, I get it. All right. Well, you have a good morning, Sam, and good hearing you. And I'm sure we'll catch you later. Mike?
WRUP 244.
Go ahead there, Rupert.
Yeah, WRUP 244. I hope everybody's having a good morning. Anyways, Mike.
What's going on there, Jim?
Yeah, thanks, Jim. I'm doing okay. Okay.
That's it.
Ah, we keep doubling. That's the problem when you come in through different systems, right? And I think to the receiver, they're hearing both audios if you're on two different systems. So, anyways, I doubled with you, Jim, so I'm just going to say thanks for the well-wishing. I'm doing okay. Okay.
QSL. Okay, 73, guys. I'm checking in, checking out. You guys all both sound great. 5-9, all that stuff. This is WRUP 244.
Okay, no, I don't QSL anymore. Stamps got too expensive, but thanks for the chance.
Well, I could always eat back from the QSL.
think they went to EQSL in there quite a while ago. They started it quite a while ago. Trust me, I used to do that quite frequent for a particular reason. Man, I don't know, what's the price of a stamp anymore?
I think the last time I had to get one, I think it was, it was almost $1.
Is that right? Wow. Well, I get it. You know, you're not mailing your bills in anymore. You're probably doing it electronically. And look what happened to the newspaper industry, right? I mean, nobody reads the news anymore. They do it on the internet. So I think it was some kind of political decision to put paper boys out of business.
Well, I knew a guy, he used to work for Macomb Daily and Oakland Press, because they're all on paper now, and he was telling me that back in 2001, once they started, putting the paper online, he knew right then and there that his job was at the top of the line. So, and look at what they're doing over there at 16 and Mound. I think towards the end of this year, they're going to be, dismantling that plant. It's going to move, and it'll be something smaller somewhere else.
Yeah, well, I mean, I remember when those guys got in trouble over there back in 96, I think, when they struck. And I don't know the reasons they struck, but it wound up burning them because they never got their jobs back. So that's the risk you take when you do something like that, right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm not getting to the right or wrongs of it, but just the facts. They struck, and they never hired them back. So the paper was still going back in those days. Yeah, they might as well unload that equipment and bring in some donut-making equipment. They'd probably make more money.
Yeah, that was 96, and I think that strike went on for a few years, and they didn't get their jobs back.
Yeah, they brought some scabs in, and then what they found is they could do it with less people more efficiently, so they never got their jobs back. That was I kind of remember it, and I peg it being 1996, within a year or two, anyway, so. Well, there you go. Look at what Amazon's doing to all the little brick-and-mortar stores, right? Look at the situation going on with these malls anymore. They're all closing down.
Yeah, we'll see.
I remember Eastland Mall. I worked there in high school,
right?
Then I stopped in there around 2021, just from the parking lot looking at it. It was desolate. Then, like a year or two later, it all closed up, and now they mowed it over, and I'm not sure what they turned it into, but yeah, it's amazing.
Yep.
WSHM 738 to get that in there.
WRWB 489. Yeah. But, you go to the stores now, there's only maybe a few papers out on the stand. That's it. You know, back when I was working at the stores, every Sunday they'd bring in like two bundles or three bundles, three big bundles, and they don't stuff the papers. You got to do that at the store, and they send us a big stack. Now, you're lucky if you even get a paper.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Times are changing, Mike. Times are changing. So the problem I have with the whole brick-and-mortar stores closing, I mean, I actually see it with Best Buy a little bit. They're getting really close to what happened to Circuit City, right? I mean, if those guys hold on another 2 or 3 years, I'd be surprised. I see the same thing going on there. The problem with all of this is, and Amazon's putting a big hurting on these brick-and-mortar stores, that sooner or later you're not going to be able to walk into a store and buy a pair of pants to try them on. And I don't much like that fact, but that's the way it's heading. Anyways, all right, let me let you go, Mike. I'm not too far away from where I need to be, so you have a good morning, and we'll catch you later. WSHM 738 on yours. Go ahead.
All right, well, you have yourself a good day, and we're going to be standing by here. WRWB 489.
WSZ 793, anybody awake?
Sub 793, WSGI 432.
Good morning, Penn, Jimmy. How are we doing today?
Be a lot better if it was Friday afternoon.
Yeah, Friday afternoon, a bit warmer, they're okay.
Copy that. How's things going with you, man?
Things are going okay, man. Not too bad. Another day. Go through the day and see what happens here. But a little chilly. I had my window cracked and got a little chilly in here. But other than that, I'm doing all right. Sucking cup here, okay?
Roger that. I just picked me a cup up. Yeah, it's 26 degrees up here.
Oh, you got one up on me. I got 25. Oh, I'm coming over there then. It's warmer.
I don't know. That wind, it's kind of windy up here too right now. I feel like it's throwing my truck around. It's making it feel colder.
Yeah, Roger. I can hear a little bit of wind outside, but yeah, that's what that wind's kind of hitting the front of the house, like it's directly coming at the house and stuff. That's when it gets cold. I mean, I can leave the window cracked open in 20 degrees. If it ain't windy, if the wind ain't blowing it through the window, then it's not bad. But yeah, it's blowing it through the window and you get that chill, man. I had to close it.
Alrighty, man. I just thought I'd say hi back, and I'll talk at you later. I'm going to sit here and drink my coffee, listen to the radio for a little bit, and turn this radio down. Good talking. Maybe I'll talk to you later tonight or something. Have a good day. WSGI 432.
Yeah, that's it, Jimmy. Same thing here. Sounding good, too. I forgot. Sometimes I forget the man. It's a little second cup I ain't fully awake. Sounding good, man. Full quieting. All right, I'll talk to you later, and if I don't, you have yourself a good day. Good talking to you. Always is. WSOZ 793, I'm monitoring.
We're in 793, WSGU 844.
Morning, Sherman, my trusted friend. WSOZ 793, cider sucker in hand. Go ahead.
about to take the first sip of coffee for the morning. I just left the driveway. I'm moving a little slow this morning.
Oh, it's only Tuesday, man. You're supposed to be moving slow on a Saturday morning or something after a Friday night run. Yeah, you know what I mean there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Now, I don't know. I must have slept wrong or something. My neck is killing me. I took a long shower, and that didn't help. So I guess if I get a second, I'm going to pop a couple ibuprofens in, too.
Yeah, well, from personal experience, I hope you didn't pinch a nerve. Last month or something, I woke up and I pinched a nerve in my neck. And I was going through hell for 3 days. But, you know, if I had to get up to go to the bathroom, you know, wake up and get up, when I sat up in bed, it felt like somebody had my neck in a vice. I'd sit there and wince because it hurt so bad. And then standing up, it hurt. And I went to that for like 3-4 days, and I hope that ain't what you got there, okay?
Yeah, copy that. I don't know. Bothered me yesterday, too, and the wife, so... Yeah, we haven't done any funky stuff in a while, lol.
Wow, this early, Nick, you made me laugh this time. I actually started laughing. I usually don't laugh this early, it takes a bit of coffee to get me in the straight, you know, and then I can laugh, but that was funny.
That's what I enjoy doing, making people laugh. I should have been a comedian on the other side, maybe later on down in life. But, yeah, I enjoy seeing and hearing people laugh. It's a lot better than the rest of the world is going through right now. Copy.
Yeah, Roger, that's true. That's what I like to do. I've been told quite a few times you should be a comedian. You know, sometimes like sitting around the table and I'll throw something funny out and they'll laugh, and then I'll say something else behind it and they'll laugh, and I'll say, okay, I'm on a roll here. Don't stop me. Let me get them while I got them, you know. And they say, man, you should have been a comedian.
And don't forget to tip your waitresses and bartender or barmaids.
Yeah. Had to run Roger on that. Yeah, I used to play the guitar. I just start making up some chords and singing, you know, some lyrics, being dirty or not. You know, just make stuff up, and they start, like, I get people laughing. Those were the days. And I still, you know, I like making people laugh. If I can do it, I do it. They're okay.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, the wife and I like to change lyrics on some of the good old songs to make them a little more interesting.
Yeah, it was me, songs I knew how to play, cover songs, I would play and change the lyrics out, crack everybody up. I'd have to, you know, I mean, I run them through my head first and mix this, put that word there, put this word there, and then start playing and start doing it. You know, yeah, I used to do that too there, okay.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, I heard you had the window open last night, a little chilly in the house. Yeah, my truck reads 25 degrees up here.
I updated and it hasn't moved. 25 degrees over here, okay.
Roger, Roger. Yeah. Can't wait for spring to finally get here.
I was going to say, we should all pile up and go down to 432 Jimmy's house in Burton. He's got 26 degrees. Party's over there. Yeah, waiting for spring to come. That's a good one.
Last time I talked to Jimmy, he was still at home. He was, it was during the power outage, and he couldn't leave the house because he had the generator going.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that's who I just got done talking to before you popped in, 432. What was I going to say? There was something to say. Okay, forget it.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, I thought I couldn't make out who you were talking to. Yeah, I had the foul thing turned on about walking out the door, and then I turned it off and turned on the DB20 in the truck.
Yeah, Roger. Did you ever go out there and pull the stick on the John Deere?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'll probably do it tonight when I get home. And maybe take a peek underneath the house, too, maybe. I don't know. I don't want to stir anything up for that test that I'm going to have tomorrow underneath the house. So we'll see.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I just wondered if you did. I mean, it's not a big deal. But well, it is a big deal if you do pull the stick and you find gas and oil, but I'm just saying it's not a big deal. I just figured I'd ask if you went out there and did it. But I'm sure if you did it and you found something, you'd call me. So either way around, though, are you moving right now?
Yeah, Roger, Roger. I'm just getting on 69 from Elba Road right now. Sounding all right?
Oh, yeah. Sounds great. That's why I asked if you're moving. I think I can hear a little bit of moving noise. There's a noise that it makes me moving, but not, it's like barely audible. Yeah, you're coming in great there, okay.
Well, that's awesome to hear. Definitely. The weather must be right. It's just a little bit overcast. It's not too bad out here.
Well, it's still dark over here, so I couldn't tell you. It snowed yesterday for a little bit, and it was a real light, like misty snow. About 15 minutes or so, and then that was it. But okay.
And we had it on and off all day. We had some big flakes coming down, and then we had that misty snow towards the end. But, it didn't stick, thank God.
No, I think the ground's too warm for it to stick. Well, out here, it was just a misty snow. It wouldn't have stuck even if the ground was cold. It was almost like, it looked like rain, but you could tell it was snow. But, you know, the flakes were as small as raindrops here, Roger.
Copy that. No, we had some big flakes. They were size of silver dollars, man, or Kennedy halves. They were huge. They were something else, and barely see across the farmer's field behind us.
Yeah, well, that would depress me if I had looked out the window and seen big flakes coming down and see the ground starting to turn white again. You know, after all that nice stuff we had a little while ago. That's just weird, man. I don't know. You know, you think, I tell people, you know, you get a week of warm weather, you think, okay, that's it. You know, spring is here. And then the next thing you know, bang, you get a snowstorm or something, some heavy snow. That Michigan weather, man, I tell you, it's true what they say, okay?
Roger, Roger. Yeah, Mother Nature likes to tease now and then.
Yeah, but that's life, living in Michigan. It's pretty much well known around the country how our weather, I don't know, but, well, yeah, it happens in other states, too, I'm pretty sure. But Michigan seems to draw the most there, okay?
Oh, yeah. I remember, I think it was a few years ago, we went down to Tennessee, and we went up Smoky Mountains, and there was a part of the Smoky Mountains that was just covered in ice. It was beautiful. It looked like it just snowed there.
Yeah, roger that. All right, well, I'll tell you what, I'll let you get on with your driving. I'm going to get on with my drinking. Try to wake up a little bit more. And just try to get my head together here. It's good talking to you, Sherman. It always is, man. You're sounding really good. Be careful out there driving. If I don't talk to you, I'm sure I'll talk to you later, but for the remainder of the day, that you have yourself a good day, my friend, and we'll get with you later. WSFZ 793, I'm going to monitor on your final.
Roger that, Dave. Always good talking to you, and you're always sounding not 10, 8, and great. Have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you on the other side. WSCU 844, and we'll be motoring and monitoring.
Roger, roger.
WSCU 202, good morning, Sharon, and good morning, Dave.
Morning, Scott. How we doing? Good morning, 202. Scott, have a great day.
I think my radio malfunctioned there for a minute. I'm over here with a dilemma. I can't find my solder sucker.
WSFF 330, mobile and monitor.
WSET 544, mobile and monitoring.
WSGH 922, monitoring.
922, good morning. This is WRWR 357.
Good morning, 357. Did you catch your call sign there?
It's WRWR 357. My name's Randy.
first person on Greg here. Operating off the Flint repeater. What about you?
I'm using the Macomb repeater. I live just a few miles from it.
Yeah, roger that. I do as well. About 6 miles away from the Flint repeater. What kind of rig you running? Sounding really good.
I have a Midland. I can't think of the model on the rod in hand, but it's one of those all in, you know, all in the mic unit. And it works pretty well, but I'm also, I mean, I'm literally in the shadow of the repeater. I'm just about a mile away right now, so I think that's probably why my signal stays so strong.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I think I might have heard you talking to Sherman the other night when you were traveling back from, I want to say, it was Mullet Lake?
Might have been when I was coming back from, like, the Pontiac area.
Hey, you weren't the one coming from Mullet Lake the other day talking to Sherman.
Oh, no, I've never been to Mullet Lake. Not sure where that is.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought you were another guy. Anyways, yeah, good to talk with you. You're sounding good this morning. We will chat again sometime for sure. WSGH-92 will be clearing the final.
All right, I'm glad to hear I'm sounding well. That repeater, I think, has been acting up a little bit. Sometimes I try to talk to someone and it's all choppy. And breaking up, even though I'm just a mile or two from the repeater. So, glad to hear it's good, and we'll chat to you later. We'll chat later sometime, and you enjoy the rest of your day. WRWR 357.
Station 922. Station 922. WRUG, Radio 8, copy.
480. 92, go ahead.
Hey, sounding good. Where are you on that GB20?
Yeah, roger that. The GB20 up with the mag mount Nagoya.
Oh, the mag mount. So you just put that antenna up yet?
No, actually the coax is supposed to come today, actually, so I don't know if I'm going to get out there and get it done today or not, but soon, for sure.
Well, anyhow, it's sounding good anyhow, with that magnum out. It's really good. Roger.
Well, thank you, Jack. You got a little bit of that background, that diesel sound in behind you today, a little bit more than normal.
Hello?
I didn't catch that, Jack. Come back again.
Now.
You're all broken up, unreadable. You on the Mount Clemens or Detroit? Yeah, it's unreadable, Jack. Can't make you out there. Now, usually, Jack's got a really good strong signal coming out to everybody. WSBR 899. It must be on my end, Jack, because you were not readable on my end.
Yeah, I don't think it was on your end. I can't read him either. So he must be having a little bit of an issue. WSFF 330, please.
No, I think you're there, 330. So, yeah, the other guy, he must have that wrong.
I think he was just saying that normally Jack's got a really good signal. I don't think he was hearing him much either.
Roger that. Yeah, you know, he's not operating on a normal rig that he has. He's got his radios getting programmed right now, so I'm not sure what kind of one he's on right now, but definitely not his normal radio. Jack, I can barely make you out. I heard you just a little bit there.
How about now? 922.
Yep, you got her now, Jack. Sounding excellent for sure.
I'm on all of that 5-watt radio anyhow. So, it's a good radio, but, you know, I guess the repeater is not that good anyhow. Well, the repeater is okay, it just it always has, you know, it has a little bit of interference, that's all. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you're sounding good now, Jack, for sure. You're making it. Before, I couldn't pull you out. You're breaking up quite a bit. So what's going on this morning?
Oh, nothing much except sunshine, which is good. Roger.
Yeah, roger that.
Yep.
It was a little windy this morning here. But, yeah, hopefully it stays sunny and get that coax. I might get out there and throw that up on that end.
Yeah. I just woke up and see who's out there. You know, I heard you out there. I just want to say hello and good morning. I got to get some coffee going. I got to quit that coffee going. And you take care. We'll talk again. WIUG's
waiting. All righty, Jack. We'll get you some coffee for sure. I got a couple cups on you here, so we'll chat later. WSGH 922. We'll be clear.
WSOZ 793, back monitoring. WSOZ 793, monitoring.
WSEU 202, and we are mobile.
God, that must have felt good.
What's that? Oh, it's my radio saying low voltage.
Low voltage.
KW, SCU 202. Okay, I got a charged up radio now.
WSET 257 monitor. WSFM 330 monitoring. WSGH 922 mobile and monitoring. Yeah, it sounds like you got someone up there playing again.
Yeah, it's going on all morning. No big thing.
Anyway, I'm going to wave my hand, 92 Dragon.
Get back monitoring. WSOZ 793.
WSGH 92 clear.
WSET 257 testing.
WSET 257 testing.
It's working there. 257. WITT 959. It's a little bit fuzzy in the background there, but everything's nice and legible.
Roger that. Yeah, I was just doing some VR testing here. Appreciate the response. WCT 257 clear.
WSBM 993, Saginaw County, mobile and monitoring.
WRMZ 640.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
You are broken and unreadable of USB 257.
Apologies, I forgot to ID Whiskey Santa Charlie Zebra 810.
Nothing like the sweet soul sounds of a Detroit diesel repeater. WSOC 793.
Good afternoon, 793 on the diesel, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 on the clear one. How are you?
Hello, 810. Doing all right, man. How you doing out there, my friend?
Another fine day of fun in the sun and 30 degrees.
Yeah, well, if you can find fun in the sun at 30 degrees, you're better than 99, there, go ahead.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, for me, my definition of fun is not working. What I'm doing doesn't matter.
Yeah, Roger that. I just have a little fun with you, that's all, man. Where you at?
I don't know what happened there. My receive one kaput there for a second.
Is it working now?
I don't have the best antenna set up yet. I'm working on it. I got this little base antenna here, but I got to get it over to the window yet.
Yeah, I guess that answered my question, because I queued up and asked where you were at there. I was kidding about the fun and the sun thing. I was just having a little fun there.
Yeah, no worries. But, you know, it's the truth, though. As long as I'm not working, it's all good at that point.
I bet you it is. Have you heard from 993 today?
I have not, but I've only been monitoring here for probably about a half hour.
because I've been turning it off, going and doing stuff, and then I come back and ask, should I turn it back on and key up? But usually I hear them out here by now. I called them once, and I didn't get no answer. They're okay.
Yeah, I usually hear them on there early in the morning, and then sometimes later in the afternoon. It's kind of hit or miss when he's on. He's on a lot, though. When did I hear him? Was it... No, it wasn't even yesterday. I was over by his house in that area yesterday, and I yelled out for him and didn't hear him.
Yeah, Roger. I'm not even sure if I talked to him yesterday, but usually he's out here by the fit. I just wanted to get the hope it's all right. So, you testing out a new radio, what are you doing?
Yeah, I saw him last week. He was over here. I got his two portables programmed for him. Right now I'm sitting here just trying to get a few odds and ends done at the desk here, and then I got to take a trip up to Midland and do some stuff up there, so I'm kind of putting that off to the last minute because I really don't want to do that drive today, but yeah, I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah, that's the way it is sometimes. The way it goes. Okay, very good, Dave. We'll go on the monitor side and we'll go back out there and do what it is that I want to finish doing. So, it's good talking to you. And I'll talk to you again, my friend. WSOZ 793. And I'm going to monitor after your call. I'm going to clear after your final.
That. We'll chat from the mobile here in a little while. I'm going to be half monitoring here, getting a few things done, getting ready to get out of here, but I'll have at least one ear on the radio. Talk to you later. Have a good one. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, clear.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring. WSBM 993, 793. Dave, are you around?
93 from Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. He was looking for you about half hour ago or so.
Roger that there, 810. How's it going today, Paige? WSBM 993, mobile.
Yeah, we're doing all right. Trying to get ourselves together here. We got to hit the road here in a little bit. Take a run up to Midland.
Hey, Roger that. I hear you. I was out in Midland yesterday for a little bit. Can't even get any repeaters out there in Midland, man. Can't. It's just something out there. I wish Midland had some kind of connection. But when you're out in Midland, do you ever get any connection at all, or no?
Not really, but what's interesting when I go beyond Midland, because I actually go to Coleman, if you know where that is, and I can actually hit the Mayville machine, or what I believe is the Mayville machine, from Coleman and Mount Pleasant, unless there's another one out there that nobody seems to know about, I'm able to key it up.
Roger that, when you're in, you said Coleman and Mount Pleasant, you said, you can key up the Mayville?
Yeah, unless there's another 550 machine out there somewhere that nobody knows about, but, yeah, I was up at the casino up there and I was able to hit it, and then when I'm going down the road to my friend's house up there in Coleman, I'm able to hit it.
Hey, Roger that, is it, is that on a handheld or a mobile radio?
Mobile.
Roger that. Yeah, you said Dave was out here looking for me a little bit ago. He was trying to call for me, Dave.
Yeah, I was chatting with him. He wasn't specifically calling. He was asking for you because he hadn't heard you out there today.
Hey, Roger that. All right, man. Well, I appreciate it or whatever. You take it easy, man, and safe travels today on the road and everything to Midland and all that good stuff. And we'll talk again. You have yourself a great one there, Paige, and we'll talk at you. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, Roger that. You have yourself a good one as well. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
That you're thinking of is in Barrington. It's a 550 repeater. This is Ben WRL 464. I drive to Mount Pleasant like every weekend. I can get off, build just like downtown Midland, and then once you get out 20 a little bit, there you have it.
Breaking station there. You're really broken up. Really didn't catch much of that. WSBM 993. You said something about Barrington, something about the repeater something connection.
WROL 464, how about now?
Copy there, 464 WSBM 993. You want to try that again? Yeah, it sounds a lot better there.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm down at 696 and 75, and I hadn't switched over to Detroit. No, I was just saying that the repeater that he's talking about in Mount Pleasant, the Barrington 550, it is connected. When I drive to Mount Pleasant, I can get through the Saginaw repeater to just about downtown Midland, then I lose it, and then once I get out west on 20, I pick up Barrington, and then once you're in Mount Pleasant, you're good to go on that Barrington. It's connected to this network.
Roger that. I wonder if you can get that 550 repeater there. I wonder if you can connect with that over in Lake Clair area, if that reaches around over in that area by any chance, if you know.
I don't know. I'm headed up this weekend, and I think I'm going to Clair to go pick up some stuff at the Amish place, so maybe I'll give it a shot and report back.
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, that'd be great. All right, man. Well, thanks for the information. I appreciate it. Personal on this end is Chad, call sign WSBM 993. And it was good talking with you, man. Appreciate that information. WSBM 993, clear and monitor in your file.
Yeah, you bet. I just happened to be in the car, had the radio on, I heard you guys talking about it, and it was one of those, I know. My name's Ben, WROL 464. And I am clear as well, headed to Home Depot.
Hey, 464 from Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. I appreciate that information as well. I'm out there on a weekly basis, so it's nice to know what the status of that is. I'm going to be headed up to where you are here very shortly. What's that 675 traffic looking like up there?
Well, I'm just going underneath it right now on 12 Mile, and it looks like it's moving fine. I will say 696 East is closed, though, so if you're heading east, prepare for battle.
Oh, I stand corrected. I thought you said 75 and 675. Never mind. I appreciate the information, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm significantly south. I'm in Madison Heights, so there you go.
Okay, fine business. Well, again, we appreciate that information there. I hope you have yourself a great day, and be safe driving down there. I hate driving down that way. So be safe, be alert, and enjoy the sunshine. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. The first name over here is Paige, Papa Alpha India Golf Echo, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and we're clear of your final.
Good deal, Paige. This is Ben, WROL 464, and I am clear. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WSHF 567 from WSHM 738.
WSAS 712, on air and monitoring.
WSHF 567, standing by, monitoring.
I think I recognize that voice, WSHM 567, WSHM 738. Good afternoon. How's biz?
Everything's good. Everything's great. Can't complain, except for this weather.
Well, you could complain, but I may not listen to you. As I was telling you this morning, I see the grass is getting green, and I understand you couldn't stay on long. But I see the grass getting greener, which means the mowers are coming out. Are you seeing an influx yet?
Yeah, I've had three different customers drop off their equipment already.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that curve is going to be very short, so is the weather. Inches closer to a normal spring and sustained warmer temperatures, they're going to be beating your doors down. Oh, by the way, is the mobile sounding okay here?
It sounds like you're in my driveway, man. It sounds better than your radio that I was just hearing.
When's the last time you looked out your window?
Just outside.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not in your driveway.
Oh, I know you're not, but I'm saying that's how good it sounds.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well, there you go. All right. So you're staying busy, and yeah, today it looks nice, but it's not nice.
No, nothing nice about this day at all.
Yeah, if we can just line it up where the sun comes out when we get the warmer temperatures, right, instead of cold and sunny and warm and rainy, we'd have it made. Okay, so I'm navigating traffic, so I'll let you go, but I figured I'd say hey when I heard you, so have a good rest of your afternoon. And I got to put a phone call into our mutual friend, Bob. So I will catch you later, Sam. I'm not required to give your call sign, although it's kind of a habit, right? WSHF 567 from WSHM 738.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
WSFZ 793, WSFZ 793, WSGM 993, copy, Dave. WSGM 993, clear and monitor.
Control Seabury 10 mobile monitoring.
WSDM 993 mobile, radio check.
993, you're coming in good, WSGH 922.
Hey there, 922 Greg, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, Jed?
Oh, doing all right, can't complain, you know, just hanging in there. Still driving around, just something to do, you know. hope all is well your way and whatnot. Appreciate the radio check. Give yourself a good one and appreciate that. We'll talk at you. Just wanted to say hi. WSDM 993 clear.
All right, Chad. Have a good day. WSGH 992 clear.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring, Tuscola County.
993, you sound loud.
What did that calling station say? I couldn't hear you. Somebody keyed with you. WSBM 993.
Hey, 993, I was just saying that,
so you talk, and then all of a sudden it sounds like somebody's keying over you, or it sounds like you're just, like, bogging right out. There's, like, a noise that comes in with you. WSDM 993 mobile clear. WSBM 993, go ahead, 221.
Just from the McCormick booth to the Detroit repeater, am I coming through clearer now?
Roger that, yeah, you sound better now, a little bit of popcorn in there with you, a little bit of crackling, but other than that, you're fully readable. I can hear you loud and clear.
That's crazy, I'm at like 16 Utica mobile, so I'm really closer to McCormick repeater than I am to Detroit, but apparently Detroit repeaters work a little better for me, so I'll stay on that. Thanks.
Roger that. We sounding okay out your way there? I'm on the Mayville repeater, Tuscola County. We sounding all right?
We got a little bit of popping, a little bit of crackling, but nothing that's unreadable.
Copy that. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Yeah, you're definitely sounding better on this one. WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring, Tuscola County.
Appreciate your help, too. WRWS221 mobile monitoring.
WSEU 202.
This is WSGP 419 monitoring.
WRPB 448 monitoring.
Good afternoon, 448 WSBM 993 Mobile, Lapeer County.
Well, hello, 993. How are you on this, looks like turning into an overcast afternoon?
Doing pretty good there, Kirk. How's things going your way today? Pretty good?
Just got up from another cat nap, you know, relaxing, enjoying the day. All is well over here.
Roger that. Just heard you in there. Just wanted to jump in and say hi there real quick. Wanted to jump in and say hello, so that's what I was doing there. But, all right, man. Well, yeah, you take care and have yourself a good rest of your day, and we'll talk again. This will be WSBM 993 Clear and Monitoring, Lapeer County Mobile, and we'll be clearing your final.
Yeah, before I let you go, I was curious. I know I haven't been on a lot lately, but I haven't heard 793 Dave in a while. I know he was having some radio issues. Have you heard from him?
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, he was having some radio issues the other day. He was out here the other day, and then he was out here earlier this morning when I was still sleeping. I heard him talking early this morning, but I haven't heard him recently, like within the little bit here, last few hours, but I did try to reach out to him once or twice, but didn't get any response, so, but I know he was out here earlier this morning, and then he was out here quite a bit yesterday, too, so, yeah, he's been around.
Copy that. I know he's having what he thought might have been some SWR issues, and I had a little bit of feedback I wanted to throw at him. Everyone likes to use a cookie sheet, you know, for temporary use, and that's all good and all, but I wonder if the metallurgy in a cookie sheet isn't as good as, like, I have a flat piece of steel, weldable steel. I think that I'd probably get a lower SWR off something like that versus a cookie sheet with a bunch of alloys in it. Do you kind of follow what I'm saying? Over.
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, I kind of get what you're saying there for sure, definitely. Yeah, it's possible. Very possible. You might want to throw that out there to him when you talk to him again. But that is very possible, I could guess. That very well could be. WSBM 993.
All right. Well, that was just some of the nonsense I have going through my head. I got an electronics background, but I don't know enough about metallurgy. But anyway, I'll cut you loose here. This is WRPV 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, and I call my little nest over here Fort Freedom. And I am clear on your final, and thank you for reaching out to me today.
Roger that there, Kirk. Sounds good to you, man. You have yourself a good one. We'll talk again. WSBM 993, Clear and Monitoring Mobile, Lapeer County.
This is WSGP 419 Monitoring.
WRPS 713, Richmond. You can hear a golf 772 monitoring.
WSHR 5-4, got a copy. WSHR 566, clear monitoring.
WSFF 330, mobile monitoring.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WSFF-330 to station 793, Dave, copy. No copy on station 793, WSFF-330, clear.
WSBM 924, mobile and monitoring. WSBM 924, good evening. WRXQ 88 radio test. WRXQ 88.
All right, copy there, please.
Yeah, I'm downtown. I just want to try my HT. Picked up a new HT and I just want to see how it's working, so.
It is still April, isn't it?
fell asleep in my chair, woke up from my nap, and it looks like January outside. WITG 959.
You slept through summer. We had it about 2 weeks ago. A couple of days, 70 degrees. We're back in December now.
I just can't believe this crazy stuff, man. It actually sucks, too. There's a nice little layer in my yard. Oh, I'm so over it. Sorry, didn't get any of that last transmission. You're breaking up pretty bad out there. I don't think this weather likes your radio either.
That's the last 9 days down in Florida, sunny and 80. Coming back was disappointing.
I don't know who that is out there, but I am not getting your transmissions there. They are really, really broken up. It almost sounds like you've got something loose, but check your antenna connection. The way it's hopping in and out like it is, it sounds like there's something loose. WITG 959.
That seems better. WSBT 980.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, go ahead. WRWB 489.
Yeah, just pulling up to the drive-thru here, Mike. I didn't realize I was going to move so quick here. Hang on 1 second. Yeah, you know, Mike, I don't know how to cook, so, you know, I got to order my food, even though it was just a coffee. Thank you. Yep, you too. All right, so there you go. I just had to get my coffee. I didn't realize the line was going to move so quick.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm just up here hanging out with Gene.
Oh, okay. Yeah, tell him I said hi.
Right now he's got his nose buried in a fissure.
Okay, but I think you can still tell him I said hi.
Yeah, I could do that when I go back in here.
All right, you're done for the day, I guess.
Yeah, for the moment. Yep, everything's all done. Just relax and that's it.
My day is done.
All right, very good. I am on my way to dinner here, so that's it. Probably going out for steak tonight and a nice smashed potato. What do you think? Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay, I don't have that noise on me that other people have coming in from time to time. Weak enough, or at certain times when they're weak enough, that you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That usually only comes out in the mornings, but like midday or afternoon, I don't hear it.
Okay, so I guess I haven't paid attention. I just know I hear it a lot, so. All right, very good, and I think when you're weak enough and that thing is happening, then it becomes more prevalent, so. All right, well, hey, I'm just a minute or two away. I figured I'd give you a holler, see if you were in there, and I'm almost where I need to be, so have a good rest of the evening. Tell him I'll call him a little later. I meant to call him back, but I was tied up, so I'll call him in a little bit here after dinner. WRWP 489 WSHM 738.
All right, we'll talk to you a little bit later. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WSGI 432 monitoring.
This place is becoming the land of misfit CBers.
WSHK 611, just trying out a new radio. Anybody out there?
Yeah, it's working, but I think you got the Roger B still on. Just FYI, WSHK 257.
All right, did you say I still had the Roger B on?
That's the affirmative, is what it sounds like to me.
Radio check, WSHU-828, with Era, Propel, Uniform 828.
I copy you. Copy you about pre-buy. A little bit of track speed. They're going to make you out. Look if you will. DCP 257.
Green 257, you're
WSFD 595 monitoring.
WSFZ 793 monitoring.
793 at WSBM 93 mobile.
Good evening, Matt. Where you been?
I've been around, man. I've been monitoring, hanging in and out of there all day today. Took a drive. Wanted to take a drive today. Just been kind of chilling, you know. Decided to jump in the car and take a long drive or whatever. Went down to Oakland County, down by Lake Orion and Pontiac and Waterford, Clarkston, all around Oxford, all around in those areas today.
Yeah, Roger. I called you a couple times, and then I asked Paige if he heard from you. I haven't heard you out here, man. I was kind of wondering if you got right there all day.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, he said that you had tried to call me earlier or whatever, but it might have been during the time when I was still in Saginaw, still in town, and I might have been out to eat or whatever and didn't have my radio on. I was in the restaurant, maybe.
Yeah, right. You on the road now?
Yeah, I'm back in Saginaw now. I just got back here like probably like about 20, 25 minutes ago.
Okay. Well, at least you're right, man. That's, I mean, you know, I wasn't going nuts or anything. I was just a little concerned because usually you're out here quite a bit and haven't heard you at all. I took a shot, called out for you, and like I said, didn't get no contact, so I asked. And then I got contact with Paige. Paige got out there, and I started talking to him and asked if he heard you there okay. Well, you're there, so that's good.
Roger that. Yeah, I appreciate it, man. What's the weather doing there? It's kind of like snowing and sleeting here right now. The sun's shining. Snow's coming down pretty heavy. It's like snow and sleet mixed together. And it's just basically coming down. But the sun's nice and bright and it's shining.
Yeah, well, the sun's out over here, but it's cold as hell there, Roger.
Hey, Roger that. But yeah, man, I appreciate you reaching out earlier and stuff. Sorry I didn't, you know, miss you or whatever, but I appreciate it. But just kind of a little down today, a little depressed today, and just kind of taking it easy, you know?
Yeah, Roger, that ain't nothing to apologize about. This, you know, that's no big thing. As long as you're all right. Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know if it's the weather or what. I'm seeing a little bit of that, too, but I don't know if it's because of the weather or what. I got that, I'm feeling that a little bit there, too, okay?
Yeah, copy that. All right, Dave, yeah, sounds good, man. You take it easy for now, then. We'll be in touch. This will be WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
All right, my friend, you do the same. Have yourself a good, try to have yourself a good rest of the afternoon if you can. I'll catch you later, WSFZ 793, monitoring.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Chad.
WSGU 844. I was going to let Chad take it. We're probably doubled up right now. Seems like no matter how long I wait to let the other person take it, when I go to key down, it's always a double up there. What's happening, Sherman?
I'm just motoring north on 53, going home with a long day. What are you up to?
Not nothing. I did some stuff and then had me a nap and got up late. I figured I'd turn it on just for a second or two and see what's happening out here and go back to my regularly scheduled program there. Okay, Roger.
Yo,
from the looks of things, It ain't exactly hurrying up to get here now, is it?
That's a roger. Well, the only day this week is supposed to be nice is Saturday. It's supposed to be in the...
Yeah, that's what I kind of seen here. It's supposed to be pretty nice on Saturday, but then it all comes back again. At least that's what they're saying, you know. You know how that stuff changes around.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I hope it changes. I want some spring. Oh, wow, there's about the golf course just north of 30, I think it's 35-mile road.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I used to travel through that. Hopefully still all rural or countryside. They don't have it all. I haven't been through there in years, man. I sometimes think about stuff like that. I wonder if they built it all up through in the strip malls and everything. They're okay.
In a driving range, just I think it's the county line of Lapeer and Macomb County.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm not sure if you do or don't. Do you pass through Burnside on your way home?
Negative. No, that's north of me. I go as far as 69, or there's times that I'll go to M21, which is Henley City Road. But no, I don't. Burnside is going towards Marlette.
Yeah, right. Lives up north. There was a bait store on M25 around the corner from me, and I knew the lady and stuff. I put me and my buddy. We knew the lady who ran and used to hang out and chat with her. She would need minnows and stuff. And we used to come down to Burnside. There you get down, come from the north. You get on Burnside, you make a right on Burnside. You go about a half mile and there's a road. You made a right and it was like a place that sold bait and everything and stuff. And it's got that mansion on the corner, mini mansion or whatever. And one time I seen that on YouTube, I was like, wow, that looks familiar, that place looks familiar, and I clicked on the video, and it was a video about that mansion on the corner. I was like, oh yeah, man, I remember that.
The west, northwest side of 63, Burnside area.
Yeah, I guess they use it for Halloween. They turned it into a haunted house on Halloween and stuff. But that was pretty cool, man. It's been a long time, man. But like I said, this was just recently. I brought up I was going through the YouTube videos and I seen that house and mansion. And I thought, man, that looks familiar. And I clicked. It said, I don't know, I can't remember what it says, but. I clicked on it, man. I was like, oh, yeah, man. I remember that. I've seen that every time we've been on the Burnside. They're okay. I don't know what happened to you, my friend, but... All of a sudden, now you're in the breakup zone and everything. Hard to read, too, okay?
So, yeah, it's going to be touch and go for a bit.
Yeah, Roger, I caught it that time. Touch and go for a bit there. Yeah, you were doing good at first, and then it got a little noisy, but I could understand you, so I didn't say anything, but... That last transmission, it was out of there.
Now, Roger.
on your way home from work. Usually you come in here like, you know, really good, really sounding really good. I don't remember if I ever had trouble talking to you on your way home from work. They're okay. Yeah, that's pretty bad, my friend. I'm going to go ahead and get down to Mondry's side and open up the frequency. And I'll chat with you in a little bit, man. Maybe if you get in a better spot, or I'll chat with you when you get home or something. We'll see what's up there. But mobile safe. And as always, good talking to you, even if you are breaking up and all the other stuff. Anyway, we'll catch you in a little bit, my friend. WSFC 793, I'm monitoring.
Roger, roger, Dave. Yeah, we'll chat at you in a little bit. Coming up the Drying Road, WQUN44.
WRPV 448. Break for Dave?
There he is. Good evening, Kurt. WSOZ 793.
You're a popular guy, Dave. Seems like as soon as I hear your voice and I reach for the mic, somebody else has already got you. Hello, Sherman, if you can hear me. You're scratching in and out there toward the end. Over.
Yeah, copy here, Kurt. I'm on the Mayville repeater now. I'm still just north of Elmont, so I don't know if you got a copy on me or not.
Yeah, you're much, much more legible and clear. A lot better now.
Roger, roger. Thank you. All right, well, I'll let you two chat for a little bit. And, we'll chat with you guys in a little bit. So, great talking to both of you, like always. So, we'll be sitting on the side, WSGU 844.
So, Dave, did you figure out your radio problem the other day?
No, I haven't, You know, I don't know. I figured, I bought a watt meter and SWR meter, and I put everything in line. My SWR is good and everything, so what else could it possibly be? My power supply is 13.8, but it hasn't been getting hot lately. I got a little long-winded on it, and it hasn't been getting hot now. I don't know what's going on there, okay?
Roger that. I had a thought, but if your SWR checks out, then my thought is irrelevant. I had thought maybe you weren't getting a good SWR because of alloys in the cookie sheet versus a straight piece of steel, but if your SWR is checking out now, then my line of thinking was wrong. But I'm glad your radio is working good for you again. I know that can get really, really upsetting.
Yeah, Roger that. It wasn't upsetting me. I was more curious why it was getting so hot. But full power, I'm 1.3:1. Medium power, I'm at 1.2. A little bit above, almost 1.2, 1.1 something. And at low power, I'm 1.1 there. Okay.
Well, very good. That sounds like good numbers for that radio. That's awesome. I don't know a whole lot else other than, like everyone else listening, kind of waiting for spring to show up. So I'm going to go ahead and stand by and open up the frequency. Really glad to speak with you, Dave. I know it's been a few days since I've been on. I've just been enjoying sleeping in quite a bit. A little bit too much, I think. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, sleep is good for your body, so, if you can do it, do it, Yeah, I called for you a few times and didn't answer, but I figured I'd hear you sooner or later. And it's good to talk to Sheboygan Bob again and everything. I didn't have a long conversation with him yet. I know he's busy up there getting his stuff together after all that mess and everything. So, but he's back on. It's a good thing there. All right, my friend, I'm going to go on the monitoring side and open up the frequency. And we'll talk to you later, my friend. Have yourself a good rest of the day if I don't talk to you then. WSFZ 793, clear. I think, I don't know if you're final or not, but I'm clear on your final.
Copy that. And yes, it's great to have Bob back on the air again. You know, I was fortunate to converse with him briefly on the phone throughout the Sheboygan blackout, we'll call it. But it's great to have him back. We got great community. This is WRPB 448, and I am clear and monitoring.
Roger that.
Hey man, can anybody tell me what a pack of Marlboro cigarettes goes for these days at a place like Wild Bill's? Alright, I'm going to bite because I was eavesdropping on the other band. Usually right around $10. Between $9.50 and $10. And then if you buy two packs, sometimes, depending on where you're at, you get a deal. And you get like 50 cents off the two packs or whatever. But that's about the basic rate. WITG 959. All right, well that adds up. I just went to, it wasn't Wild Bill's, that's where I normally go. But I went to this other place called, I don't know, Stupid Bear or something. I don't know what the hell it was called. Smoking Bear. Smoking gun, I don't know. And he had her regular brand, which is not an off brand, I don't know what you'd call them, but like, well, you heard, if you were on the other band, you heard. And those were about what I expected. They were like 60, 62 or 64 because of the Tuesday $2 off special. I got those for like 62 or 64. But the grand total bill came out to 120. I'm like, holy cow, how much are these Marlboros? Because they're $2 off coupons. And the only way that possibly could add up is if those Marlboros were $10 a pack. And then I got the $2 off coupon, so 6 times 8 is 48, so 48 plus the 64, then, yeah, that puts me right about where I paid. I just was in shock. A pack of Marlboros is $10 these days. Wow. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. I remember back in the day when they were like four and getting to $4 and $5 a pack, and I swear to God, and then you hear about California charging $10 a pack and New York charging $10 a pack, and I'm like, oh, I'd quit smoking before I ever paid that much. Yeah, right. Yeah, I remember when I was younger, I remember I said, if they get to $1 a pack, I'm done. I smoked quite a while past then, and I smoked, I haven't spoken since I was just a little weed hopper. I was in elementary school when I started smoking. I was a pack-a-day smoker before I got out of junior high school, and so it was real tough for me. I smoked pretty much nonstop, I mean, with a few attempts at quitting until 1999, and I was bound and determined not to smoke in the new millennia, so I quit Thanksgiving 1999. And that lasted for 7 years, and then I started smoking again, and I don't know why. I thought I had beat it, and now I could have one recreationally whenever I wanted. Nope. It was like crack, man. I was back to it hot heavy. It took me a few more years, but I've been quitting now for, I think I've been quitting now for about 11, and I know better. I will never touch one again. I can't be in a room with smokers, cigar smokers. All, I can't smoke cigars. I can't smoke nothing, period. Period. Done. It's like crack for me. But I can be around people smoking it. Don't bother me in the least.
Yeah, you're a better man than I am, Nick. God, I can't even count how many times I've tried to quit and quit and lasted. I think the longest I ever lasted was 2 years. And as soon as I'm back around people that are smoking, I'm right back on it again. So it's kind of a bad deal for me as far as this, the being around other people that are doing it. As soon as I smell smoke, even if it's been, a year, I'm just instantaneously, give me a cigarette. WIGG 959.
Yeah, I was like that for a little while, but I shook it. Now I don't even give it a second thought. It doesn't even faze me. Every once in a while I think, you know what? I could smoke a cigarette right now. That would be enjoyable. And I put that right out of my head. And it passes just as quickly as, that feeling comes on. And it's very, very rare anymore. But just as quickly as I get that twang, that, I think I had one, most recent one I think I had was about a week ago. I can't remember why in particular. But something kind of tripped me, and I said, boy, a cigarette would be good right now. And within 5 minutes, I couldn't even remember thinking that. So I got it. I don't even think about it. And like I said, the best part is I can be around people. I decided when I quit that I wasn't going to let being around people have any bearing on whether I smoked or not. And it's a lot easier now because they don't let you smoke nowhere. But it's tough, brother. I hear you. If you, don't quit quitting, though. I'm glad. I feel better, and it sure as well saves me a lot of money, that's for sure. I'm going to get back over to the other one and finish up with Dakota there, and then get to maybe the evenings, watch an episode or two of a show that I've been watching. WRUU 850 after yours.
Yeah, I'm still fighting it. I'm still quitting to, quitting to quit, but I've got it knocked down to where I'm only smoking about a half a pack a day now. So it's more of the light up and have one just to cure the craving, and it usually subsides for a few hours to sometimes even 6 hours in between them. So, but yeah, definitely still working on the quick part. But good talking to you. My name's Rick. I'm in Lothrop. And I'll say have yourself a good, fine rest of your evening there. And hopefully we'll talk again soon. Like I said, I'm monitoring both sites. So WIGG 959, also known as Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Lima X-ray. 73.
All right, that was going to be my next question, so you answered that. All right, catch you later. WRUU 850.
Hey, 850, I got a quick question for you both, it's okay. WSOZ 793.
Sure.
You're talking about Wild Phil. You're talking about the one on M19 there. Go ahead.
Oh, God, no. I've been to that one. I remember when I quit smoking, I was just absolutely freaking out, and I went into that one. That's my memory of that one, up there by Richmond. And they were the ones to turn me on to vaping, and I vaped for a little while, and that actually got me off cigarettes. I don't recommend it for everybody. You got to have a certain mindset. You got to be ready to quit, but that helps. But you already got to be ready to quit, so that ain't gonna get you there. because it's no substitute, that's for sure. But, yeah, that's the only experience I ever had with, just to make a long story even longer, only experience I ever had with M19 Wild Bills was then. No, the one I was referring to, you know, first was the guys over at 12 Mile and Mound, and, you know, love them guys. They're like, you know, they're I went, you know, like family, but, I mean, they're great guys. I've known them for years, and we did a lot of stuff, you know, beyond just, you know, them working there. And then they moved over to the one at 12 in John R., and I used to go there to get my wife's cigarettes, and then they just quit, and they're not there anymore. I still talk to them. They're on to bigger and better things, but yeah, it's the two down this way, Madison Heights, Warren.
Yeah, Roger that. I was wondering, there was Wild Bills up in the Thumb, up on M19 up by Argyle Road. I used to live up there, and I used to live up there in Germania Road, and I used to go to that Wild Bills all the time. I knew a couple of chicks who worked there, too. I thought maybe you were referring to that one. Boy, that brought back some memories. Yeah, quitting the smoking you've been through it. You know what I mean, so I know what you mean there. Anyway, I just wanted to find out if you were talking about that Wild Bills up there. I think it's by Argyle or something, It was up in the Thumb there. I used to live right about a quarter mile from it and used to go in there all the time. Anyway, here's a couple good ones. I'll let you get back to the other side there. First personal is Dave on this end, WSFZ 793 here in Warren. And we'll talk to you later maybe sometime. WSFZ 793 in Warren.
And no, I wasn't even referring to that one. I have no experience with that one. The one I was referring to is right in Richmond, and that's as far off. And I only know that one for that one particular day. So the one you're talking about, no clue. Haven't been up that far or paid attention if I was. So, all right. Catch you later. I'm going to get back over WRU 850.
Look at that. I'm monitoring.
SHR 566844. You guys copy?
Golf 412. Anybody out there hear me? Yeah, I copy your station. You got a little bit of static, but I heard you. WCT 257.
WSEU 202, and we're monitoring.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
Station 544. WIUD 38, copy.
Sounds like I made it in. Any stations available for a signal report?